'Cause I can hear you when I'm not looking at you. I can see you without staring at you. I can feel you, you don't have to touch. I'm a differently able man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz, and today we are talking about something very, very important to many families. It's important to my family that we have been able to learn from it, have been able to adapt to it, and have been able to appreciate what we have, because he had teach us the value of life and humanity. So today, I just want to give you one brief fact about what having a child with a disability is. To me, it has been one of the most rewarding experiences that I've had, because not only my son has taught me to be a better human being, but he also has taught me that the power, the potential that each child has to learn, and how they could learn as fast as this, like speeding light. But I'm going to give you some facts first. This is the last episode of the year. And it's kind of like we are celebrating Christmas and gifts and all that stuff. And people with disability have so many special gifts that they're able to give us. So I'm kind of going to connect the Christmas season in a way, because it's like kind of season of we reflecting of the things that we have, and at the same time of the things that we don't and we think we need. So let me give you a few facts about people with disabilities. Oh, just one at least. The United Nations designated December 3rd as the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. They discovered that thousands, millions have some form of disability, and a specific form of disability. Doesn't have, some people have one thing and the other, you name it. This group faces disparities in healthcare, education, and employment. And I'm honored to have today someone that's going to give us light and give us hope and give us understanding, because she works directly with people with disabilities. They all know her as Coach Julie. She is going to give her own biography, so you'll know more about her. And her work has significantly impacted many people with disabilities, including my own son that I have here, Josue Ortiz. Coach Julie, welcome to Charla Comunitaria.
Thank you so much. It is absolutely an honor. I appreciate the opportunity.
Just to start, you're going to give me a brief biography of yourself, okay, and then you're going to answer this question, and then we'll continue.
Okay.
What inspired you to get into this field? How do you start it, working with people with disability? Give me just a short biography of you, and then answer that question.
Okay. Well, howdy. My name's Coach Julie. Short bio, I consider myself a facilitator of fun for the special needs community. That's my number one desire, is to create an environment of fun and safety. I do have some experience and degrees to back that up, though. A bachelor's of science degree, a master's in recreation administration, and 15 plus years of experience working directly in group settings, camps, from Vermont to Florida to Guatemala to California with people with special needs. A NASM certified trainer, a swim coach. All I do is work with people with special needs, and I facilitate a social club seasonally for adults with special needs where we dance and sing and have fun and play. So that's what I'm about, creating safe, fun environments for our friends to interact and express themselves.
What inspired you to start this?
Well, I actually had an amazing friend who just said, Julie, I know some people that need you. And And I had no experience. I have no one in my family with a disability. My undergrad was kinesiology. I thought I would just go in and be a PE teacher. And I realized like that was just not challenging enough for me and exciting enough. And someone invited me to a premiere in LA, which was a movie premiere with people with and without disabilities. So in front of the camera, behind the camera, there was a movie made. I went to this premiere, and after the premiere was a party, and I got to hang out with a whole group of people that were extremely different, and I felt at home. I had never felt that feeling before. And I immediately, that next year, went back to school to get an adapted physical education credential in California. So I was like, oh, now adapted PE, that sounds a lot more challenging and fun. And from there, I just took every single opportunity I could to volunteer, to work, to mentor, to do anything I could to get experience, because it fed my soul like no, you know, quote unquote job ever had. And I knew I was in the right place.
What challenges do you think families are facing right now within the education system and to receive services that not only are educational, but let's say, you know, after they come from school, some mm-hmm. families are just, they have to stay home.
Right.
They have nowhere to go. They have,
right.
Some of the kids just feel safer at home because they don't want to be bullied or they don't want, what do you think is needed for us to be able to help our children and our young people and our adults with disabilities?
Yeah, I mean, we can't forget about them. You know, the law, I forget the name of the law, but I know it's at 22, they stop getting services. There's so many services for like a young boy with autism, but once he hits a certain age, he ages out. That's exactly right. And so that's why I have put a lot of my focus on the adults, because I'm like, hey, he's 23, he's still has cerebral palsy or autism or Down syndrome, what are we going to do for them? And there's so much proof that folks with disability actually make the best workers. They're loyal, they're hardworking, they're consistent, they show up. I mean, I love working with kids and I always will, but that is why I do my adult group specifically, and I focus on adults because it seems like the system forgets about them after a certain age. But like you said, you know, if you have a 30-year-old son, he still needs a life and something to do, and he's capable. So that is why I try to facilitate environments for that. And specifically in California, I worked in a transition program, taking them from after they graduate high school, helping them get job skills, independence, how do I ride the bus, how do I pay for something at the store, to be able to go and be independent. Everybody wants to get away from mom and dad once in a while, you know, and live their own life and be seen as individual.
Exactly, because we just take for granted, okay, so this young adult has a disability, you know, and like you said, they're invisible
right.
to society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then they don't take the time to learn what is it that this person in particular can do.
Right.
So programs like yours
right.
stimulates these young people to have more power to say, you know, to try to advocate also for themselves, because
absolutely.
That's one of the things that we have to teach them, how
absolutely.
To advocate for themselves.
Yep. I put a microphone in everyone's hand, and I feel like, you know, we're singing and we're having fun, but just to, someone might want to sing a gospel hymn, someone might want to sing mm-hmm. a hip-hop song, and I facilitate an environment where, like, we're going to give you that microphone and we're going to be quiet. We're going to listen to you. We're going to give you that respect and create an environment where you can be free and have fun. And I've seen what it does to their heart and to their ability to have more confidence. When they leave me, I want them to be stronger and happier to go face the world.
Well, I do have a testimony here from one guy that you have helped here. Mr. Josue Ortiz. To give
it.
You a little biography, Jose Ortiz is my son. He's a 36-year-old young man, and he's a miracle to me. And he's a very well-educated guy.
Yes.
He has a disability. He has a bachelor's degree in history. He could name you any president, like, in a few seconds. So he has many, many abilities and many, many mm-hmm. things that he could share. But one of the things I want him to share with is, like, your experience with Coach Julie and the other young people at her program. How was it? And what do you learn?
Thanks, Mom, for having me.
Sorry, that's my title here.
I'm 36 years old, about going to be 37. My experience with Coach Julie this year alone could not be more tremendous, excellent, and I like more of this continuing whenever, you know, opportunity arises for it to continue with Coach Julie. And unfortunately, I only worked with her twice at the place in Bucks County. I didn't work with her two other times this past summer, but even though I was eager to, I was determined to, you know, in part because of because I have a disability myself and I can relate in a way with kids and other people with a variety of disabilities.
And the thing is, it was far away because mm-hmm. there's not a lot of programs. And you know, mm-hmm. that's one thing that we have to look at, the school districts and anybody that wants to deal and help people with disabilities. We have to create those programs, you know. And one of the things that you're talking about with having a microphone, look at a podcast, is a wonderful way of creating something like that. And to be able to have these young people, like I was looking at things that New York City is doing, doing with the school district, and they have created reporters with their students with disabilities. You can find that at shockbeat.org. And they have focuses on special education system and who serve 200,000 children. And podcasts can be used in classroom to introduce students to new topics or to help them consider subject more deeply. Students can also create their own podcasts as a way to improve their communication skills. And they were doing lots of things in their classroom, like planning an episode, identifying a topic, craft an outline, write a script, record and edit, make a list of pre-listing vocabulary, have engaging activities, stimulate debate, demonstrate note-taking techniques. This is so wonderful that if these students here in the Valley would have this type of programming available to them, preferably at no cost, because many of these children with disabilities come from families that don't have a lot of money. Some do come from families that, because disability touches every door.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't touch the poor only. It touches every single door.
Right.
So we help each other when we create programs that involves everyone. So Josue, question to you, because sometimes, you know, we talk to students down and we talk to people with disability if they have no kind of response because they need a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the most effective way to communicate with you as a person with a learning disability?
Use a normal tone of voice unless asked otherwise. You don't have to speak slower or scream. I am intelligent. I just need for you to speak clearly and precisely of what you are asking me so I can respond. Mm. Be polite and patient. Do not rush the conversation. Mm. Have patience with me when I'm responding to you so we can understand each other. Speak directly to me, not only to the person beside me. Mm. Look at me. I am not invisible. Ask me questions and try to see what will help me have a better conversation with you without you making me feel unworthy.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Josue. Now, on our next segment, Coach Judy, I'm going to be asking some questions about this. But back up what Josue says, you know, people with disabilities are not invisible. And you know what? They're here to stay, and they're going to be in our work areas. And you, as a person, like, you know, we say we're good people. You will try to help assist and make sure that their life, you know, are meaningful, are prosperous, because they're not invisible. Thank you for listening to Charlotte Comunitaria. I'm going to be back in a few minutes.
Do you have vinyl albums, 45s, or CDs on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the donation, and you can claim a tax deduction. For more information, or to arrange for a drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 or visit WDIY.org.
Good evening and thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria. We're back. And I'm here speaking to Coach Julie. And we have heard Josue Ortiz He has a specific learning disabilities and multiple learning disabilities that did not impede him to be a professional.
That's right.
He graduated a bachelor's degree in history, and he also has an associate degree in what, Josue?
I graduated with a bachelor's degree in history plus a church history minor. And also preceding that, I graduated with a liberal arts degree.
And you went to Russia too.
Yes, I took only one overseas trip to Russia. That's like the only overseas trip I've been in.
It was years ago, so don't. Amazing. It's not now because he can't go now, but years ago he did.
Awesome.
Thank you, Josue, for giving us. It's just to give you a look at, you know, how we perceive people with disability to be, but they are wonderful people that learn and are wonderful employees too, loyal as well, like Coach Julie said. Coach Julie, what significant challenge you face working with people with disabilities, trying to get a place for you to be able to work and you know, and help them? What was your challenges?
Yeah, you know, I think a challenge I faced in the last few years was that, I wasn't here, right? I'm a Californian, and I was volunteering at a camp in Florida when the lockdowns hit, and I had already planned and had a facility ready to go in Long Beach, California to run my social group for special needs adults. And that took a lot of work for me to get into place. Long Beach is a hub for special needs. Special Olympics is there. Abilities First is there. And I'd been working there for 10 years. And then all of a sudden, I lost all of that. Wow. I was over here. And I'm a big believer in God, and I heard God tell me, no more California. And that was heartbreaking for a while, because I felt like I figured out life. And to move from California to Pennsylvania in the winter was rough. but I had a friend go to the YMCA and sell a group of adults with disabilities, and was like, Julie, your people are here too. And it's like I just had to remember, what I want to do, I can do anywhere, and I can serve this community anywhere, and that's all I want to do. And so it took me 2 years of being here before I figured out where I could do that. I'm on the Park and Rec Board of Plumstead Township, which is down in, I guess that's Middle Bucks, Central Bucks is what it's called. And I've been running my program there now for 2 years. But yeah, finding a place is usually the biggest barrier. Either it's cost prohibitive, or people get worried about people with disabilities being around, like there's some sort of extra liability. So finding people that are willing to donate spaces is usually ideal if I can, because I have the passion and the aptitude to create a program anywhere. I just need a room. So you give me a space and I will create it. But yeah, I think the move was a big shift for me, because I had all of my experience was in California. But eventually I realized, you know, God doesn't make mistakes, and I'm supposed to be here, and I'm supposed to be doing it here. And I'm happy I'm here. I'm way, way happier here.
give me some the name of the program that you're doing and where it's located. And you know.
Sure. So, well, it's a social club for adults with disabilities, and I run it out of Hennessy Park in Doylestown, PA. I also, like I said, I'm a swim coach and a personal trainer. I do that at the YMCA in Doylestown. I also do it privately. I also work at a place called KickSmart, which is an amazing place to learn how to swim. If you want to learn how to swim, come and find me, because we have what's called infinity pools, endless pools. So they're small, they're one-on-one, and I find that to be extremely beneficial, especially for my guys who have a lot of sensory needs. You know, it's just you and me in a pool one-on-one, as opposed to like being in a group setting. I mean, if you want to find me, it's coachjulie.info. If you want to go to my website, info. Yeah, I would say I think that I am the best one-on-one, because I get to give my full attention and I get to have the greatest impact on somebody. But what I do seasonally is these social groups for adults with special needs. And that's just really focused on fun. But I do a lot of one-on-one of socialization, helping folks just like, let's go in the community. Let's go to a museum. Let's go for a walk. How are we going to interact with strangers at the coffee shop? How are we going to navigate crossing the street? I used to do that in a school setting in Long Beach, but now I'm just do a one-on-one. And I love it. So find me if you need me.
and you have a phone in case, because I'm going to forget at the end. So I'm going to do it right now. So you could get a phone number that anyone that has an adult with disabilities that need this type of services, would they be able to get your information?
Best way is to contact me through my website. So it's coachjulie.info. So COACHJULIE, coachjulie.info. And that just goes straight to my Gmail account. I have a Facebook page also, Coach Julie. Those are the best way. It goes right to my email, goes to my phone. I'll pick it up. And absolutely, if someone wants to have a conversation with me, we can set up a time to talk. So I usually do. We can have a 15-minute consultation on the phone to see if we're fit for each other, right? I'm not for everybody, but I think what I have to offer can definitely benefit a lot of folks in need.
Now, have you, had a mentor in your life that kind of directed towards this type of work? Or you simply just, grew out of your heart that this is what you're going to... You were telling me something at the beginning, but usually, we see other people, we mentor by other people. Mm-hmm. This time, it was just you that said to yourself, this is what... And you were saying that...
I'm going to go back to my faith, and I think God just put that in my heart. I'm a musician. I'm a creator, and anybody who is a musician will tell you that's a hard road to make a living, and I've realized at 30 that I needed to find a way to make money that filled my soul as much as making art does. And God presented me with this opportunity. But I'd say the best mentor I have are the people that I work with. The experience I have gained and the wisdom I have gained from working with people with disabilities. Josue is an amazing example. Josue is smarter than me in every way. He will outshine me. I don't know the president. I don't know history, right? So being open to being teachable by someone who has autism, who is in a wheelchair, who is younger than me, who I've never looked at anybody as less than me. So that puts me in a position to be teachable by everybody. So I would say my best mentor has been the experience that I have gotten from working with people with special needs and disabilities.
What advice would you give to someone looking to follow what you do? What advice?
Go volunteer. Everybody needs help. Mm-hmm. It's a free way. There's no commitment. You go and you volunteer anywhere. The YMCA in Doylestown specifically has an incredible abilities program. I know that's just what my knowledge is, but I know there's organizations everywhere that are desperately looking for good people to be involved. And every time I have won an experience in something, I have simply just given up my time for free. And almost every volunteer position I've had has turned into a job offer. They're like, will you stay? And I'm like, I'm going to go do my own thing. But thank you for teaching me. So if you are curious about this, go open your heart. Be willing to be taught by everyone in that room and go volunteer. You're going to figure out if it's for you or not.
And not only that, if you're not able to do something like that, and if mm-hmm. you're not able to volunteer, mm-hmm. then support the people that
Absolutely.
Are doing these things. Because
yes.
not everybody has the heart to do this, because it's really hard,
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Everyone says, Julie, you must be so patient. I don't know. It's just for this group of people, because I wouldn't say that I'm extra special or patient, or godly in any way. I just feel like my heart is open in a way, and I want to be happy. And I think life is about seeking joy. And I have figured out that this brings me an extreme amount of joy. And so you're right. It's not for everybody, but it's absolutely for me. And if you think it might be for you, like I said, if you can't volunteer, you can go watch videos. You can contact me. You can come to a social club event. I definitely invite adults and other people who are curious, or even young kids in high school, what am I going to do in college? Go hang out with a room of people with disabilities and see how it feels.
You have a social event coming up.
I do. It is, you guys are on the VIP list for that, right? I'm doing a Christmas party, basically, or a holiday party. There's a really amazing a pizza restaurant, Dominic's Pizza. I want to give them a shout out because everybody loves their pizza. I know Josue, my guy, loves his pizza. And they give us a really great discount.
pepperoni and cheese.
Yes, sir. Done. So we are going to have a... It's a
one box only.
It's
sorry,
a
not
small
two boxes.
Private little invite only for the for everyone basically that I've worked with in the last year. I have invited to come and hang out and have pizza with me. I'm getting ready to secure the dates for my winter social club. Basically, I do the social club every season, so... winter, spring, summer, fall. But that is down in Bucks County. But like I mentioned to you, if someone has a space for me up in the Lehigh Valley, up, I'm ready to come. I'm ready to have fun up here too. I know Josue is ready.
There's many, many, many young adults and adults with disability that will benefit here in the Lehigh Valley. So if anybody out there is listening, please.
Yes.
We need a free space for Coach Julie.
Please. Let's go.
Now, how do you balance your work and personal life?
Well, I'd say the greatest thing to balance anything in life, your mental health, is with physical activity. I said my undergrad degree is kinesiology. You know that Josue and I did a 5K together this year, right? Last weekend, I just ran a half marathon in Rehoboth Beach. So exercise. I move my body to get that energy out. But it's not hard to balance because I'm doing what I love. I'm happy. Like, I don't begrudgingly go to work. I don't do anything I don't want to do. I want to go and sing a song with Josue. I want to go help my friend with Down syndrome learn how to lift weights, to learn how to swim. Like, this, it fills me up. So my job is not draining to me. So, and again, I feel like this is a gift of God that I figured out I want to be happy as much as I possibly can. So I use my time in a way that brings me joy, and it fills me with energy. It doesn't deplete me.
Josue, there's something that I'm very interested in, because there are many people that is afraid of connecting with people with disability or talking to them. How do you think you and many other people with disabilities should be treated, Josue? How do you think?
I will give you advice on what I have learned throughout my life that have helped me respect myself and respect others with or and without disabilities. Practice the golden rule. Treat everyone as you would like to be treated. Always ask before offering assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Think before you speak. Avoid showing pity or being patronizing.
You're just a regular person.
Exactly.
Your disability doesn't define you. You're defined by who you are as a person. You know, and that's how we respect people.
Your character.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, Coach Julie, for us to end, what you have to say to other people that just are afraid of interacting or employing a person with a disability?
I think Josue hit it. Like, golden rule, treat everybody with dignity and respect, and judge someone on their character and not by what you believe they can or cannot do. I think the focus should be for every person on what they are capable of, not what they are not capable of. There's lots of things I'm not capable of, but I don't go on listing that all the time. And to the families, you're not alone. I'm not unique. There's a lot of people out here like me that want to serve and that care and want to give their time and energy. I always say, like, I'm not a mother because I'm here to serve the mothers. I am here to be a part of the village. And there are a lot of people like me that get infinite joy from doing this. So don't be afraid to reach out. And to the folks that might be in a position to employ or help, a modicum of research will show you that folks with special needs are exceptional workers, are exceptional human beings. Everybody's teachable, right? You've got to learn how to speak and teach maybe differently than you would a mainstream client. But yeah, anything is possible. That's what I leave with. Anything is possible, and everybody is worthy, and everybody deserves the opportunity to have a fulfilled and beautiful life. And if you were in a position to facilitate that, why wouldn't you?
Thank you, Coach Julie.
Josue, give me a final thought.
Well, I was raised in a family that taught us to be kind to others. Kindness is important. Part of kindness is seeing other people's humanity. Even if we are at a family reunion or any type of event, I would rather you ask me questions than have you assume something bad about me.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask me nicely. If you stumble a little while trying, I can forgive you. Trying is better than pretending I am not there.
Thank you. Coach Julie, you've been a blessing today for us and for many families. And during this Christmas season that we are going to have our family members come in, and perhaps you have a person in your family that has a disability. Don't treat them differently just because they have a disability. Treat them with respect. Listen to them, like Josue says. Look at their eyes. Talk to them. Because we are all special in many ways. Thank you, Coach Julie, for being here. Thank you, Josue, for being here. And thank you to all our listeners of Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audie Ortiz.
I can hear you, but I'm not looking at you. I can see you without staring at you. I can feel you, we don't have to touch. I'm a differently abled man, and I matter so much. And I matter so much.